Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Another multi-million dollar verdict involving former President Donald Trump is expected before this weekend. USA's John Schaefer with details.
This week, Judge Arthur Engoron, presiding over the New York State civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization, Donald Trump, and his two adult sons, will announce the verdict on damages. The decision will be delivered by Judge Engoron on Friday. Having previously determined that the company and the Trumps committed fraud, the judge will now focus on determining intent and assessing damages. State Attorney General Letitia James is seeking $370 million in damages and a ban on the company's operations in the state.
We were seeing this executive administration, in this case DHS, not enforcing laws that Congress has passed.
And to many Republicans in the House, like Texas Congressman Lance Good, that amounts to high crimes and misdemeanors. The first impeachment of a cabinet member since the 1870s moves to a Senate trial. President Biden has mocked the vote, calling it a blatant act of unconstitutional partisanship. Police say they took two people into custody shortly after a shooting that left one dead and over a dozen more wounded at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade in Kansas City Wednesday.
The security guard was like, get over the damn fence right now.
One Chiefs fan who took shelter in the landmark Union Station nearby, Kansas City Police Chief Stacey Graves says it's unfortunate.
The people should expect a safe environment.
The shooting happened near the end of the celebration after 3 p.m. when attendees had already been partying for hours. Orders for Boeing 737 MAX planes are noticeably down in the last month since a door plug issue forced an Alaska Airlines plane to conduct an emergency landing in January. Boeing said Tuesday it booked orders for three of the jets, but had three others canceled. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of My
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Is an emerging national security threat that needs to be addressed publicly involving Russia and space technology. GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson with reporters Wednesday.
I will press the administration to take appropriate action. And everybody can be comforted by that.
The House Intelligence Committee characterized this as a serious national security threat, but it involves classified material. Speaker Johnson said he put a meeting together for Thursday with President Biden and the White House to discuss what comes next. According to a Monmouth University poll, nearly one in five Americans believe in a conspiracy theory involving Taylor Swift and President Biden. The theory suggests the pop star is part of a secret government campaign to secure President Biden's re-election. Among those who hold this belief, 71% identify with the Republican Party, and 83% are likely to vote for former President Trump. Pollster Patrick Murray notes only about 42% of respondents were aware of this conspiracy prior to the survey. SpaceX is announcing plans to construct a $100 million office and industrial complex at its Starbase in South Texas. According to paperwork filed with the state, the facility will span 5 stories and 1 million square feet, housing offices, and supporting a special use industrial factory. Construction scheduled to commence on February 23rd. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have...
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Thursday to you. Bill Martinez here. We got Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch. He's the Director of Investigations and Research. Are you ready to see what is the latest on our government, the shenanigans they're up to? Hey, Chris, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, you know, this is something I've been wanting to talk to you about for quite a while, and this is this purposeful resistance and hesitancy to protect Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You know, what is going on here, you know, with the Biden administration? I mean, it's like everything that they look at, their worldview is about political opposition. I mean, the politicization, the lawfare, everything, it seems, you know, in their worldview has to be the worst of even what Hillary Clinton possibly conceived. And they're not even genteel or even secretive about it. I mean, they're just becoming so obvious.
Yeah, the brutality of their sort of never-ending quest for power and control becomes more and more apparent every day. Really, the foundation for what we're talking about today is that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., of course, is now an independent candidate for president. And he's an independent mm-hmm. candidate because the Democratic Party is such a rigged operation, they wouldn't even allow the guy to have a shot at challenging Biden. Biden is mm-hmm. their Fuhrer, you know, he's their right. ultimate leader. And so they won't even allow, a primary run. So Kennedy was essentially forced out to be an independent candidate. And whether you like Kennedy or you don't, or, you know, I kind of have mixed feelings about the guy. I think he's refreshingly honest. I don't agree mm-hmm. with him on right. any number of issues, but there's some issues I do agree with him on 100%. So,
see, this is why we need guy. To, but Chris, to your point, exactly. This is why we need the diversity of viewpoint here, you know, to bring this out. And here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. represents the old traditional, in my humble opinion, the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party has pulled so hard left that they're pulling everybody left with them. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for the most part, seems to be pretty consistent in his position, which reflects more the old Democratic Party as opposed to this new one that's so far left, right?
Correct. And so Kennedy, back in the summer of 2023, he's running for president. Obviously, he's a big brand name, right? A Kennedy mm-hmm. Democrat. Very yes. difficult to ignore. But let's put this in context. His father, Robert F. Kennedy, running for president in 1968, is shot and killed. His own father was the victim of an assassin. And exactly. then, super obvious, his uncle, John F. Kennedy, was president and assassinated. So his uncle's been killed serving. His dad was the attorney general. He's running for president. He's a victim of an assassination. And there are a lot of whack jobs out there who, you know, hate the Kennedys, hate him, and they would like to, you know, take a crack at him or do something horrible to him. And so he had applied for Secret Service protection. Now, the reason why that sets off alarm bells in Biden world is that if they grant him Secret Service protection, what does that do? Well, that makes him look very presidential, doesn't it?
Yeah, it legitimizes his candidacy, his campaign.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so that makes him look very, very legit, very competitive. He's really a contender, and it undercuts the image of a doddering, senile sitting president, because Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's got his act together. I think he just turned 70, but he looks like he's 50, right? He's
right.
Vigorous and active, and he's sharp as a whip. He's got kind of a crazy voice. He has some sort of disability where his voice sounds very strained and very coarse. But, I mean, that's a medical condition. He can't help that. Otherwise, he's a very with-it kind of active, sharp guy. And the Biden White House can't stand that. So if you have this vigorous, young, active guy versus this doddering fool, they don't want to give him Secret Service protection because it would boost his overall sort of image.
Mm-hmm.
And so we obtained a record. Well, actually, we obtained a bunch of records, but most recently we got the two-sentence letter signed off on by the disgraced Mayorkas declining to provide any protection coverage for RFK Jr.
And meanwhile, RFK Jr. has been paying the price for Secret Service, his own detail, which again impacts, this comes from campaign money. And, this seems to be the modus operandi of this administration. If they can get you to divert money from, promoting yourself in the campaign and use it by other means, whether it's lawfare or redirecting it towards security, they're adding supposedly to their advantage, right? And the disadvantage of the candidate.
Exactly right. And I think it's important to note that RFK Jr. has hired this extremely competent, very highly professional private security firm that does nothing but this kind of bodyguard, personal protection kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's filled with guys who are former law enforcement, former intelligence, former military, exactly who you think would be involved in that kind of work, right? Those guys with that kind of experience and credentials. So they're highly competent, very capable private firm, but it's a private firm. It's not an actual law enforcement agency, right?
Yeah.
And it's also super expensive. So these very credentialed people put together a packet, a summary or an evaluation, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And they provided that to the Secret Service saying, look, we're an experienced, credentialed bunch of guys. We've done an analysis. We've put together the sort of like a threat listing or a threat analysis for Mr. Kennedy. And we think it's serious enough that you guys really need to step in and provide him with the full, the full weight and power of the United States government kind of protection.
Exactly.
And we haven't seen that document. That's not a public record or document. But I'm sure it's quite startling because they've identified people by name that want to hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
And, Mayorkas gets this thing. He says, no, thanks. We're not going to do it. It's really reckless.
Well, Chris, here it is. You have an outside agency. I mean, when it comes to, sending rounds down range, so to speak, and defending this candidate, they don't have, as you say, the full force and, how do I want to put it, rules of engagement.
They're not a law enforcement agency. They're a private security.
So they're limited as opposed to a law enforcement agency.
Correct.
This is, you know, it was incredible before when I first heard about it. But as the details continue to unfold, it's even that much more incredulous. Let's put it that way. Chris Farrell is with us. Our conversation with him will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Like that, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Chris Farrell. Chris is the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Chris, off air, we were talking, you know, there's so much about, you know, about the Kennedys as a family in history, as we all are very well aware of, but then you mentioned Teddy Kennedy, and Teddy Kennedy is, you know, an interesting caricature within the family itself, right?
It certainly is. One of the things I just wanted to point out to give people sort of a sense of, how bad is this, is it's not just saying, well, here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and he's running for president. Let's be frank, the odds of him becoming president are pretty low right now, just given the current state of affairs. But he's an important voice, and he's an important guy. He's a smart guy. Whether you agree with him or not, you can't, dismiss what he's trying to do. And obviously his own father was assassinated back in 68. In fact, what's interesting, in 68, when his father was killed, Lyndon Baines Johnson, the then president, ordered all candidates for the office back in 68. Everybody got Secret Service protection. And at that time, there were actually 12 different people vying for the presidency. Obviously, there was front runners and there were kind of dark horses in the race.
Right.
But LBJ got so worked up about Kennedy being killed, he ordered everybody to get Secret Service protection. So that shows you the difference in thinking between LBJ and Biden. But what's interesting is, so RFK Sr., the current candidate's dad, is assassinated. Obviously, his uncle, JFK, the president, was assassinated. But
four years
Kennedy
earlier, yeah.
Right, Kennedy Kennedy served in the Senate, forever. And when he died, obviously of natural causes, when he died, we got his FBI file. And the file itself was about 900 pages long. Of the 900 pages, and I've gone through them and read all of it, of the 900 pages, about 800 of those pages were nothing but threats against him and reporting from FBI, Secret Service, other state and local law enforcement, answering or dealing with or reporting up and down the chain about, hey, this guy's a wacko and he made a threat. This guy's for real and this guy's a dangerous felon. He made a threat. So there's all this back and forth. So of Teddy Kennedy's FBI file, I would literally, 7/8 of it, whatever, a huge percentage of it was nothing but various people making threats against his life because he was a Kennedy. So this is legit, this threat against RFK Jr. And the fact that the Bidens would dismiss it out of hand in a two-sentence letter by Mayorkas, it's really very deep.
Mayorkas has such questionable credibility anyway, so... Yeah, but still, that aside, we got danger here, Will Robinson. I mean, this is incredible. And there's just something, what is it about the Kennedy family? I mean, who did they tick off in the universe? And, that just, they walk around with the...
Yeah, he's got a very tragic, sad, sad stories wrapped around all the different family members. Like you said, karma, whatever, I don't know what, but they're very prominent family, but they've also had a lot of very sad tragedies.
Well, there's something about, I guess the danger of, as you say, power and control, it comes with a lot of heat, and there's a lot of people vying to be on the top of the hill, and, we watch it in movies. And we think, oh, this is just somebody's imagination. This isn't, for real. But, Chris, sometimes, I hear Jack Nicholson, from a few good, you can't handle the truth. The stuff that's happening in our government, I mean, you're investigating. You're constantly into this. It's no wonder. I mean, if I were you, I'd probably be in therapy on a constant basis. just to try to flush all the junk out, right?
There's a lot of weirdness. Of that, I can assure you, it's like a nonstop stream of just crazy weird. I've got a podcast called On Watch. You can find it on the Judicial Watch webpage. But I do interviews with people. I interviewed Darren Beatty, the guy who runs Revolver News. I interviewed him yesterday on the January 6th. Pipe bomb story, which he really kind of owns. I think he really he broke and has very aggressively pursued that story. And you know, the crazy, incomprehensible stuff concerning that January 6th pipe bomb story and the video that he's obtained of people sitting around in cars outside the building, which supposedly has a bomb in front of it, and supposedly the vice president's in the building, and both Secret Service and Washington Metropolitan Police, they don't care. And they get out of the car, they're standing around, they wander over, they take their cell phones out and shoot pictures of the bomb. Then they let school children walk by in front of it. Then they decide, you know what, we're going to call in a robot to look at this thing. I mean, the whole thing is some weird, elaborate hoax.
Yes,
and,
right.
I recommend folks, we're going to drop that edition of On Watch on Friday tomorrow. People should listen to it, watch it, because this is one of the weirdest stories of January 6th you could possibly imagine.
And there's so many. here we are, see, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And in fact,
is Ray Epps, and watch people start to twitch, right?
Exactly. And then finally, you know, very reluctantly, the Department of Justice kind of admits that there was something like 40 FBI agents. But when we talked and noticed this early on, you guys are a bunch of tinfoil hat nuts, you know, nut jobs. Well, you know, it's like all these conspiracies, how many have, become truth now? And acceptable. And the thing is that's so astounding, Chris, is that, you know, many of us, you know, like yourself, we've been ahead of this. You know, we're like, watch, we can see, we can observe, it's common sense. And the mainstream media just, they've been giving cover to this administration, they don't want to address it. And then all of a sudden, when it's so obvious, then they come out and they go, oh, well, like we've always been saying, like you've always been saying nothing. And now you want credit for it, right?
That's exactly correct. Or they've done something absolutely horrific or negligent, just, you know, stupidly reckless. And then when they come out and admit it, they expect to be congratulated for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, like January 6th, I mean, all this stuff. I mean, here you got the one of the key people. Well, first of all, you had the head of Capitol Police. He was set aside. Amazing. And all this information kept from him. And then the gal, I don't know why, I always forget her name, interesting name. She was in charge and did nothing, and of course pretty much orchestrated, and it seemed to be in collusion with Nancy Pelosi. And so they try to make her in charge of Capitol Police to replace Stephen's son, and the rank and file said, heck no, we're not going to follow her. That's ridiculous. So Nancy Pelosi gets her a better job, I think, at Berkeley, and she's making twice as much money, and she's head of security there at the university. And so she gets elevated for doing nothing on January 6th, doing nothing as far as the protection and security of the Capitol, but doing everything to support the narrative that was already predetermined by Nancy Pelosi et al. But, of course, that's still in the realm of conspiracy, right? But yet all these facts need you.
They first said that Brian Sicknick, the Capitol Police officer, was beaten to death with a fire extinguisher. And then, oh, well, that isn't true. Oh, well, he suffered injuries. Well, that isn't true. Oh, he was sprayed with bear spray. Well, that isn't true. And the coroner comes out and says, oh, no, 4 days later he died of natural causes.
Exactly.
So, I mean, even the stories that are floated as, oh, this is true, and then they walk it back. How many times do you have to put up with that?
Yeah. Well, and this is why the mainstream media has lost credibility, Chris. And people are going to independent resources, you know, like yourself and other podcasters across the country doing a great service on our behalf. He's the Director of Investigations and Research. Chris Farrell has been with us. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM Skills Build is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM Skills Build also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley, still on the campaign trail despite falling far behind in Republican primary polls, says former President Trump doesn't know what it means to serve.
The reality is he's never been anywhere near a military uniform. He's never had to sleep on the ground. He's never known how to sacrifice. And the most harm he's ever possibly had is getting hit by a golf ball when he's sitting in a golf cart.
Trump did come up through military school as a youngster. Two new polls have the former South Carolina governor trailing former President Trump by more than 30 points in her home state, which has a primary coming up later this month. A remote-guided surgical robot has performed its first surgery demo on board the International Space Station this week. The robot, nicknamed Space Myra, is handled by a surgeon back on Earth, guiding its hands out in space. The robot performed multiple operations on simulated tissue on Saturday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
About 28 minutes before the top of the hour right now. Bill Martinez here. Jonathan Tobin is going to be joining us. He's the editor-in-chief at Janus.org, senior contributor to The Federalist, giving us the latest update from Israel, day 130 of the war with Hamas. Jonathan, welcome to the show as always. Appreciate your time.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you.
Well, good news this week. We got two hostages being freed through IDF efforts as the battle continues. And all good news is received, and especially when it comes to the hostages, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the news of the rescue was, you know, really a morale boost here. You know, people are, this is a country at war, yes. Which is to say that life still goes on. You know, people are doing their jobs, and you know, the world keeps going. This is you know, a first world economy, and it's still functioning. But you have a few hundred thousand people, you know, who have been called up to the reserves, who are serving either in Gaza in the front there, or in the north as Israel, you know, deals with the threat from Hezbollah. So you can feel it. You can feel the tension. You know, this is a challenge, and so things like that are a morale boost. I can tell you, I was down in the south on the border yesterday, visiting some of the sites of the October 7th massacres, as well as, you know, getting a look at the front. You know, the good news is also that Hamas is able to shoot far fewer rockets and missiles into Israel. The last couple of weeks, it's been, you know, their ability to hit Israel has been constricted as the IDF closes in on them in their last strongholds in Rafah. You know, and the whole time down there, you know, you can hear the artillery pounding, you know, the terrorist strongholds. You know, the war continues. And I think the main thing, that our listeners should understand is that, you know, Israel is a democracy and, you know, leaders are controversial. Not everybody loves Netanyahu. Some people really don't like him. But the main thing to understand is that this country is united from left to right behind the war and the goals of the war, which is to say, free the hostages and eliminate Hamas. There's virtually no one, you know, very little support for ending the war, which is what Biden administration seems to be pressuring Israel to do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's our perspective here in the West, Jonathan, is that and I can say that people, at least in my circle of influence, that are supporting Israel, we're embarrassed, frankly, the way, Biden has interjected himself and Blinken and what they've tried to do here. They do not seem to comprehend the reality of what's happening there in the Middle East. I mean, for decades, Israel has bent over backwards to try to accommodate, even a informal two-state solution. And even from the get-go, common sense would say this is not going to work. You cannot coexist with somebody who wants you not to exist as the basis of any kind of existence. I mean, that's just ridiculous on its face.
It makes no sense.
Yes.
You know, and I was speaking yesterday with one of the members of Netanyahu's government, Mr. Chikli, who's a member of the cabinet, and he was saying, like, we understand that people in the United States are still stuck on this idea of a Palestinian state, even though the vast majority of Israelis think it's kind of insane under the circumstances. Mm-hmm. He says, but the really bad thing about what Biden is proposing is he's linking it to October 7th. He's basically proposing a reward to terrorists for mass murder, rape, torture, kidnapping.
Exactly.
And that is... isn't just wrong. That isn't just bad policy. That's immoral.
Yeah, without a doubt. And this is the thing. Even in the West, it wasn't that long ago, Jonathan. In this country, we had a hashtag women. You know, we needed to support women. And in a matter of a couple of years, it turned on a dime. And with the rapes and the carnage and everything that took place, you go, where are these women groups that wanted to protect women?
Yeah,
they're so awfully quiet.
All
here.
Women except Jewish women. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's that we respect all lives except some lives. It's just wrong. And, this is illustrated, and I wrote about it earlier in the week in JNS and today in The Federalist, in the latest, today's edition of The Federalist.
Yes.
This administration is bending the knee. It sent senior policy officials to Dearborn, Michigan, the jihad capital of the United States, to bow and scrape to their Hamas-supporting mayor, Abdul Hamoud, because they're afraid of losing Michigan and the Arab American vote. Now, I think there are far more votes to be lost in the center among moderate Americans, the vast majority of whom care about Israel, support Israel, than to be lost among hardcore left-wingers or Israel haters and anti-Semites. But, this White House is much more afraid of losing the anti-Semitic vote than of losing, moderate, decent, religious, people of faith who naturally support the state of Israel.
It's amazing because this administration is losing votes at every angle. And the reason they are is because their policies are terrible. The bottom line is they're not working.
Yeah, and the president is not putting forth a very good show.
Then you get the report, from the special counsel, telling the people what everybody in the world knows.
Everybody can see with their own eyes. I mean, let's
exactly.
Be honest.
Nobody's been fooled. And then it's all of a sudden like he's so shocked. It's like, come on.
Yeah,
as
I say, this is terrible policy. It's terrible politics. There's a real leadership vacuum in the White House, and it shows.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's like the old saying goes, good policy makes for good politics. And so the opposite is true, right? So bad policy, bad politics, and this is the realm in which we're in right now. But meanwhile, the war continues. I understand that, the other report that came out this week is that Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, they've captured him on video in the tunnel in Gaza. So he's there in Gaza, right?
Yep, he's running around the tunnels, like a trapped rat. But, of course, it's not so easy to get to him. That's why the Israeli forces are going about this methodically as they're step by step reduced the amount of Gaza and the tunnels, you know, the mold
city,
the equivalent of the New York subway system that they built with international aid money underneath underneath Gaza. I can tell you every soldier that I speak to who comes out of Gaza says that virtually every house has a tunnel entrance, and there are arms stored in every house. So they kind of use it that way. I mean, it makes it almost impossible to distinguish between civilians and combatants. And that's a big part of the problem, even though Israel is really killing, you know, they're doing everything they can to avoid killing civilians. And to make that the issue is a big lie. You know, it's just wrong. It's the opposite. Israel is, you know, it's a moral army, and they're doing better. You know, the famous British historian stood up in Parliament last week to say, Andrew Roberts, who's probably the greatest military historian of our age, said that the ratio of combatants to civilians killed in the Gaza conflict is lower than that of any other modern war. So the accusation against Israel is just false.
Yeah. Well, and it's been that way from the get-go. And as you mentioned, you know, you're finding armaments in places that in any kind of rule of war, they would not be. They'd be subject to war crimes here. And the latest news also involves, I guess, the largest still functioning hospital in Gaza, right?
Well, another Hamas command center, yeah.
Exactly. So there's no regard for civilians, for their safety, and maybe one day, you know, the civilians, you know, the Palestinians will realize that it is their leadership that brought this upon them, and maybe they find a way to take control and throw them out and expose them and let them be adjudicated, if so be it, by the international courts. It's done so. Meanwhile, they're going to be subject, to the ramifications of the war that their leadership has brought upon them. We've got more from Jonathan Tobin. Stay with us. We've got to go to a quick break. It's about 18 before the top of the hour right now.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Jonathan Tobin continues with us, the editor-in-chief at Janus.org and senior contributor to The Federalist. Jonathan, we made mention that, where are the voices, women's voices, about the horrific acts that were perpetrated on Jewish women? I will say this, that yesterday there was a roundtable on Hamas's use of sexual violence held on Capitol Hill. So it's not like they're totally tone deaf. There is, some focus on this. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz here from my home state of Florida hosted this roundtable discussion on Wednesday to raise awareness about the sexual and gender-based violence Hamas perpetrated on October the 7th.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, there is, it's breaking through. Even the UN eventually said something about that. And Congress did pass a sense of Congress resolution, about condemning Hamas's, use of rape. Of course, there was one dissent, Rashida Tlaib, speaking of Biden's Michigan problem.
Right.
Again, to hear the stories of what happened on October 7th, as I have, see the film, it's heartrending. It's shaking. You can't get it out of your head. I honestly don't recommend it for casual viewers if they encounter it. It's horrifying. But that just brings home the necessity of eliminating these genocidal monsters of Hamas. They are today's Nazis. And again, I think I've mentioned this to you before. I've seen it with my own eyes as I've, covered events in Israel these last couple of weeks. There are hundreds of thousands of Jewish refugees. We hear a lot about the plight of the Palestinians who are suffering because of their leadership, because of the war that they started, and that unfortunately most Palestinians, liked until, they started losing it. Mm-hmm. But there are hundreds of thousands of Israelis who are not at their homes. They were forced to flee their homes in the south because of the attacks. It's not safe and it won't be safe until Hamas is eliminated. Tens of thousands in northern Israel have also fled their homes because Hezbollah, Iran's auxiliaries there, are firing rockets and missiles and even anti-tank missiles, which can't be shot down by the Iron Dome anti-missile systems. And they target cars the hotels in Tel Aviv, I can tell you, are full right now. And they're not full of tourists. They're full of family, children, old people who aren't in their homes and can't go home until this war is finished and these evil, terrorists are wiped out. And that's a worthy goal. And it's not just a worthy goal that most, overwhelmingly all Israelis support. It's something that those of us in the West, Americans, should also support because, believe me, Hamas is out to get America too. So is Iran.
No doubt. Yeah.
Israel is the little Satan, you know, that is closer to them and an easier target for them. America is the great thing.
Exactly.
And if you care about American values, if you care about defending Western civilization, this Israel is on the front line. And that's why instead of trying to hamper Israel's war effort, Biden and criticize it, Biden should be full supporting it with a full-throated support, not just talking out of both sides of his mouth. Now, I talk to people in the government, in the prime minister's office, and they will tell me off the record, they're prepared to swallow all the insults that Biden and Blinken can throw at them, and they've been throwing plenty so long
exactly.
as the United States doesn't cut off the flow of arms, because as a result of American policy, Israel is totally dependent on the supply of ammunition and arms. Most of the ammunition and arms it uses, and rockets and missiles that it uses to try and target terrorists. And as long as they don't do that, they'll put up with it. But if Biden tries to, stop the flow of arms, he's mistaken if he thinks that Israel will surrender its security
exactly.
on his whim or to save him in Michigan. There are lives at stake. When you speak to the soldiers coming out of Gaza, as I have, they all tell you the morale is very high, just like
yes.
American troops in World War II.
Exactly.
It's like what our parents or grandparents experienced in earlier generations for America. These people know they're defending their homes and family. There's not a lot of moral doubt about it. This isn't their Vietnam or even Iraq. They are defending their families and their home, and they will not stop until they're safe.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't blame them. Jonathan, what would stop Israel from finding another resource outside of the United States to create a supply chain for, additional weapons support?
Well, the truth is, Israel is beginning to, and Israel has an arms industry, but, Israel has, it needs to ramp it up and to make more of its own ammunition, which it as a policy matter and to please the United States, it chose not to do. Because remember, people talk about the aid that Israel gets from the United States, and it's a lot of money, $3 billion a year. Of course, it's a fraction of what the United States is giving Ukraine.
That's the deal. I mean, they pass a budget deal, and they're talking, seven, eight times the amount of money to Ukraine
exactly.
as opposed to Israel.
$1 billion last year. But remember something else about the aid that Israel gets from the United States. Almost every penny of it is spent in the United States. It's as much of an aid package to U.S. arms manufacturers as it is to Israel. That's why Israel knows it's got to manufacture more of its own. There is no other ally that it can look to. Israel doesn't want to be dependent on China. China doesn't share Israel's values. They want Israelis look to America as their friends and their natural allies, because these are two democracies that do share the same values, the same belief in Western civilization. When you're dependent on somebody like Biden, it's tough.
Yeah. Well, and that's what our allies, other allies, are finding out, the same thing. It was the old saying Marco Rubio brought out in the 2016, campaign for the presidency. He just said, we're at a point where, our allies don't trust us, and our enemies don't fear us, and so here we are, seven, 8 years further down the road, and it's exacerbated all the more now, right? And it's quite evident, especially under this current administration.
Biden's policy—it's something we've discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
Biden's policies of appeasement of Iran, which he continued for the first 3 years of his administration, and is only now slightly walking it back. Led to October 7th. His equivocal policy towards Russia led to the war in Ukraine, just as the disaster in Afghanistan convinced all of our enemies that America is weak. America is not to be dealt with again. And people criticize Donald Trump, and there are criticisms to be made of him. But this certainly wasn't true. While he was president, they feared him. They feared his unpredictability. They feared the fact that he really did, he viewed the world transactionally. If you were America's friend, he liked you. If you weren't America's friend, he was willing to do just about anything. And that's
exactly.
Not such a bad policy in terms of deterring war.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. Like, the scene, that's related about, President Xi at Mar-a-Lago, and Trump excuses himself to authorize a drone bombing of an adversary, and he comes back to the table and tells President Xi what happened. Well, that says a lot right there, that he's no nonsense, and he kept President Xi in check. I mean, we were getting $400 billion in sanctions under the Trump administration,
yeah.
Which Joe Biden evaporated. Iran was under control. Where were they? About maybe $4 billion and bordering
right.
on bankruptcy.
Even the New York Times was publishing. Right. Even the New York Times was publishing stories about how there was no money for terrorists
right.
because of American sanctions on Iran. Mm-hmm. And what we did under Biden is what we did under Obama, which was to enrich and empower them. And
exactly.
We saw the results of this in a new war. That's got to be rolled back. Mm-hmm. It's a terrible situation, but it is not irrevocable that America's enemies and Israel's enemies will triumph. In fact, with resolution and unity, I think it's inevitable that they will be defeated, but we need mm-hmm. the proper leadership to get there.
Exactly. I was just going to say leadership is key to this whole situation. Because you see a clear contrast between Trump, like him or not, look at the results. You know, they threatened, oh, we were going to be at war and didn't go to war. Including Kim Jong-un in North Korea held under check. All these things, Middle East peace getting ready to break out, the Abraham Accords, it looked very positive. And then somehow the country was duped into thinking that they needed to elect Joe Biden, who is his own, own officials and people within earlier administrations who knew Joe Biden well made the comment that in 50 years of experience, he has not gotten anything right when it comes to, international relationships and strategies. He's been 1,000% wrong. And so now we're going to put him in charge of, our national security. So why are we surprised?
Yeah, that is the problem. That is the problem.
Well, Jonathan, again, I thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it. Let our audience know how they can follow you and be in touch with all things Israel, as today we're at day 131 of the war, Israel and Hamas.
Yes, log in to JNS.org. That's JNS.org. Subscribe to our twice-a-day newsletter to get all the news about the Middle East, foreign policy and politics, and follow me at @Jonathan_Tobin.
He's the editor-in-chief at JNS.org, and the senior contributor to The Federalist, Jonathan Tobin, has been our guest. Thank you, Jonathan. Shalom. Take care.
Thank you so much.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Every day.